If you'd like to follow the Bible reading, we're looking today at Psalm 146, which at the beginning has some quite interesting words that may be relevant. I'll leave that for you to decide. Well, my watch says 12 o'clock, so we'll begin. In the midst of the day, we pause to reflect upon God's goodness and his mercy, and to commit the day afresh to his guidance and upholding. Lord of all life, in whom we have our being, breathing your spirit upon us until we are filled with grace and love. And we say together, we give you thanks that in the midst of time we breathe the air of eternity. In the crush of a busy day, we are given space to breathe. In a fragmented world, you centre us in Christ, by your loving Spirit, in the Father's peace. We'll pause for a moment, and if you'd like to raise a prayer at this time, you can do that wherever you're listening to this, and I shall pray a prayer for today. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the technology that enables us to communicate with one another on this occasion today and in the circumstances in which we find ourselves. And we thank you for those who have created such things, and we thank you for those who are working in all sorts of other fields of technology today, particularly with regard to medical technology, to help us come to the end of the crisis in which we find ourselves now. In Jesus' name, amen. We pause and recollect. We rest and find fresh strength. We repent and receive your forgiveness. We lift up our eyes and find new hope. We listen to the Spirit and hear the whisper of grace. Our psalm is Psalm 146, and I'm reading from the New International Version. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. Do not put your trust in princes, in mortal men who cannot save. When their spirit departs, they return to the ground. On that very day, their plans come to nothing. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord, his God, the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them, the Lord who remains faithful forever. He upholds the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets prisoners free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the alien and sustains the fatherless and the widow. But he frustrates the ways of the wicked. The Lord reigns forever. Your God, O Zion, for all generations. Praise the Lord. And a reading from Paul's letter to the church in Galatia. Live by the Spirit, I say, and do not gratify the desires of the flesh. For what the flesh desires is opposed to the Spirit, and what the Spirit desires is opposed to the flesh. For these are opposed to each other to prevent you from doing what you want. But if you're led by the Spirit, you're not subject to the law. Now the works of the flesh are obvious. By contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against such things. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also be guided by the Spirit. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We bring our concerns to our Father. We pray for those who have no time to rest, who have no time to breathe deeply, who are anxious and busy. Put them on pause. We pray for those who have nothing to do, whose life seems fruitless, whose days pass slow. Set their life to play again. We pray for those who are resisting your call to act, to pray, to live. Refresh your story written into theirs until all of life sings with your song. And we pray for our world, church, our circle of friends and family. And we say together, Spirit of God, come, replay the melody of grace through us. Come, refresh the story of Christ among us. Come, remake the image of Jesus within us. Come, renew our hearts in the Father's love, until all of life is carried on the breath of your gentle presence. Amen. Thank you everyone for being part of this short time of prayer today. It will be saved onto Facebook, and so if you know of someone that would have liked to have heard it but wasn't able to be with us at 12 o'clock today, they can listen to it at any time, so do encourage them to do that. And we'll be meeting again tomorrow at 12 o'clock when Johnny's going to be leading our prayers. And so we look forward to joining you all then. Thank you.